This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu attended the 40th convocation of the Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. She also addressed the gathering on the occasion.
I am happy to know that our girls have outnumbered our boys in receiving gold medals. My special congratulations to the girls for their outstanding achievement.
President Murmu will inaugurate the Bhubaneswar Judicial Court Complex this afternoon. The President will visit her home district, Mayurbhanj, tomorrow to interact with the residents of Upadbeda village, her birthplace. She will also interact with students and teachers at the Mahila Mahavidyalaya in Rai Rangpur. President Murmu reached Bhubaneswar on Tuesday on a five-day visit to her home state, Odisha. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon today following ruckus after BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi raised the issue of suspicious attacks on national interest from abroad. During the 0 hour when Mr. Trivedi raised the issue, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said it is a serious matter and allowed him to speak beyond the stipulated time. The opposition members objected to the decision. The Rajya Sabha chairman assured the opposition members that they will also be allowed to speak on the issue. As noisy scenes prevailed, the chairman adjourned the house till 12 noon. The upper house has since resumed business. Opposition MPs today staged a protest march in Parliament House over the issue of alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, joined the protest along with other MPs of Congress as well as leaders of DMK, RJD and others. While raising slogans, they were demanding a JPC probe into the matter. Meanwhile, Union Minister Giriraj Singh has hit out at the opposition for its protest in Parliament House. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Singh termed it as drama. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Maharashtra for the third time this evening. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis at Mumbai's historic Azad Maidan at 5:30 p.m. Along with him, the state's cabinet ministers are also expected to take oath today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, union ministers, governors, chief ministers of NDA-ruled states, party officials and other leaders of Mahayuti coalition are scheduled to attend the ceremony. In Jharkhand, the Council of Ministers of the Hemant Soren-led government will take oath today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office in secrecy to the ministers at a function at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi at 12:30 p.m. 11 ministers are likely to be inducted into the new state cabinet. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk reached New Delhi this morning on a two-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received them at the airport. During the visit, the King of Bhutan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar and senior officials of the government will also call on the King of Bhutan. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will be launching the European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft today. It is an ambitious space venture aimed at studying the sun's corona. The PSLV C-59 launch vehicle will carry the Proba 3 spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit at 4:04 p.m. Indian Standard Time from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. This mission had originally been planned for yesterday but was postponed due to an anomaly detected in the Proba 3 spacecraft. The train services on Delhi Metro's Blue Line are running at a restricted speed today due to a reported theft and damage to Metro's signalling cables. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said the Metro line from Dwarka Sector 21 to Noida Electronic City and Vaishali was affected after some miscreants allegedly damaged the cable between Motinagar and Kirtinagar Metro stations. DMRC assured that normal train services are available on the rest of the section of the Blue Line. In women's cricket, the first one-day international of a three-match series between India and hosts Australia is underway in Brisbane. Opting to bat first, the visitors were 97 for 7 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.